So what's going on with Sam Nunberg? He's the former Trump campaign aide who gave a series of TV interviews to increasingly incredulous news anchors yesterday, saying he would refuse to comply with a subpoena from special counsel Robert Mueller that seeks emails and other communications he'd had with associates on the Trump campaign. Here's Nunberg speaking to MSNBC's Katie Turr.
The subpoena is absolutely ridiculous. Why should I hand them over every email I've had with Steve Bannon or Roger Stone since November? And you know what? Since November of 2015, give me a break.
Let him arrest me, Nunberg told the Washington Post. But by Monday night, he told the AP, I'm going to end up cooperating with them. Philip Rucker is White House bureau chief for the Washington Post. And Phil, many Americans are waking up saying, who is Sam Nunberg? So thank you for helping us out.
Yeah, well, glad to be here. So Sam Nunberg is a New York-based political consultant, but he came into Trump's orbit back about 4 or 5 years before Trump decided to run for president. Sam was working for Trump at Trump Tower as his political strategist and operative. So he would manage Trump's political activities, his fundraising, to the extent that Trump traveled around the country appearing at political events. It was Nunberg who helped organize all of that. And Nunberg also helped then, you know, potential candidate Mr. Trump developed some of his policy ideas, like his Build the Wall plan on immigration.
Well, let me jump in there for a second to say it's been reported that Sam Nunberg was part of a troika, including Steve Bannon and Roger Stone, the political consultant that Nunberg calls his mentor. And they came up with the phrase the wall, hoping to give the president something to hold on to move their immigration agenda.
I believe that's right. You know, Sam describes himself as the architect of that strategy and is somebody who really played to Donald Trump's nationalist instincts and had a feel out in the country for what sort of message would resonate with the conservative grassroots, which at that time was a restive and potentially explosive force in American politics on the Republican side.
One of the Trump biographies talks about how they asked the president to try out this phrase, the wall, and he was so pleased with the response to it, the president was, that he kept it up. But remind us again, just so we know the players here. I mentioned Roger Stone, the political consultant who famously has a picture of Richard Nixon tattooed on his back. Sam Nunberg was said over and over again yesterday, he's my mentor. I'm not going to testify against him. I'm not going to, you know, this seemed to be part of what was driving him. Who's Roger Stone?
Well, Roger Stone is a self-described dirty trickster. He's a really interesting figure who's been on the fringes, but at moments in the center of American politics for decades now. He had been for a while Donald Trump's main political strategist. Sam Nunberg was Stone's protege. Nunberg was more of a staffer for Trump full time, whereas Stone was sort of the roving mastermind consultant. But both of them had a falling out with Donald Trump shortly after Trump announced his candidacy. Nunberg was actually fired by Trump in August of 2015 after some racially charged Facebook posts that Nunberg wrote surfaced publicly. He had a falling out with Trump as well as with Corey Lewandowski, who at the time was the campaign manager, and Roger Stone resigned soon thereafter. So Stone and Nunberg, very influential figures in the birth of the Trump candidacy, but a little bit more on the fringes during the campaign itself.
So what was Mueller asking of him?
Well, Mueller was asking Nunberg to produce documentation of his contacts with a number of Trump officials dating back for years. Contacts with Corey Lewandowski, contact with Roger Stone, contact with Steve Bannon, as well as with other staffers, Hope Hicks, who was the press secretary on the campaign, and others.
And why, you know, Sam Nunberg contacted the Washington Post, I believe, before this television junket started, when he started appearing. What did he say to you?
Well, Nunberg actually talked to my colleague Josh Dossi and first of all provided a copy of the subpoena, the actual documentation that he was given by Mueller on the record, and went on the record to detail his resistance to Mueller and explain why he was going to defy the subpoena. He actually said, "Let him arrest me."
Well, why?
Those were Nunberg's quotes.
Well, why?
He felt like the request from Mueller was too much, that he feels he has done nothing wrong and didn't understand why he needed to provide that documentation. And he also felt like Mueller was on a witch hunt not only against the president but against Roger Stone. Nunberg didn't want to be complicit in any effort to undermine or perhaps incriminate Roger Stone.
Well, he also alluded to previous lines of questioning that he'd had with the special counsel and where he thought the special counsel was going. He said he thought Mueller might already have incriminating evidence. Here he is again with Ter on MSNBC.
I want to hear directly from you. Do you think that they have something on the president?
I think they may.
What?
I think that he may have done something during the election, but I don't know that for
Why
sure.
Why do you think that?
I can't explain it unless you were in there.
So what is he basing this on?
Well, he's basing it on the line of questioning that he had when he sat down with the special counsel's team. He, of course, Nunberg does not know what Mueller has concluded overall. He doesn't know what Mueller has asked and obtained from any number of other witnesses. But he does know what Mueller asked him. And, you know, that has led Nunberg to believe that the special counsel's team may have something incriminating on the president. I thought it was one of the most interesting moments in what was a very good interview by Katie Ter yesterday, because it's the first time we've really heard directly on the record from a witness in this Russia probe the direction that it's going and any indication of the portrait that Mueller is painting of all of this.
Look, what do you think we were watching yesterday? Some have speculated as to whether or not the media should have put him on as the day went on because he seemed to be unhinged. And then you had that remarkable moment with CNN's Aaron Burnett. Let's listen.
Talking to you,
yeah.
I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
Well, I have not had a drink.
You haven't had a drink, so that's not
true. No.
He went on to say that he was on medication. What do you think we were watching? You're someone who's known Sam Nunberg. Is this somebody who may be unhinged and, you know, members of the media, NPR Scott Simon, wondering whether he should have been put on the air, others saying if he's unhinged by the Russia investigation, that's something important to know? Or were we seeing what you know, really is, you know, in some ways a very juvenile bad boy? I mean, this is the same Trump aide who admitted to Politico, as the Washington Post reminds us, last November, that he made up that story about then-New Jersey Governor Chris Christie fetching McDonald's food for Donald Trump to embarrass Christie. So maybe that's who we're seeing, just somebody who, you know, is just making trouble.
So I have known Sam Nunberg for years now, and the Sam Nunberg who was on television in all those interviews yesterday is the exact same Sam Nunberg that I've dealt with over the years. I mean, this is who he is. This is how he talks. This is the way he sort of thinks out loud. You know, he's not always entirely truthful and honest, but there tends to be some kernel of truth in what he's saying. But he's a political operator. He learned his craft from Roger Stone. He fine-tuned it with Donald Trump, and this is Sam Nunberg. As for whether the media should have had him on the air, look, there is tremendous news value in what he said initially on the record. This is the first witness in the Russia investigation that we've had come forward and detail what those interviews were like and detail the kind of information Mueller is seeking and the information Mueller has obtained from him. And I think that's really newsworthy.
Yeah.
I mean, whether he should have been on for like 5-6 successive lengthy interviews live on cable television, maybe it was too much. I don't know. I'm not a media critic, but I will defend the initial reporting.
Well, and the Post also got in touch with Susan McDougal, who was the Bill Clinton business partner who spent 18 months behind bars because she refused to testify before a grand jury. This was during the Whitewater controversy. She says she refused to testify because she had nothing to say. So what do you think will happen in the long run? Because he could be facing jail as she did, and he's insinuated he knows things but just doesn't have the time or doesn't want to talk about his friends. What might happen if he doesn't testify?
Well, I think that's a great question because we don't know what Mueller will do, but I imagine Mueller will take some retaliatory action, if only because it would send a signal to other witnesses that they cannot defy the special counsel. But it's important to point out that Nunberg said late last night that he was likely to cooperate in some fashion later this week. So it's all in the to be determined category.
Yeah. Philip Rucker, White House Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.